Greetings in Christ. This is Pastor Tim Sims. Our reading for today is the New Testament from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I think maybe God is trying to tell me something. This is the second time in 8 months I've had the privilege of sharing God's Word with you. The last time, the assigned reading from the daily lectionary was John's first letter to the church, the 4th chapter, verses 1 to 21. In those 21 verses, the word love is used 29 times. Now, for the second time, this text in 1 Corinthians 13 uses that same word for love 8 times in just 13 verses, and is certainly the focus of the reading. Again, is God trying to tell me something? I'm sure he is. You probably recognize this passage. This text is often requested and used for weddings. There isn't necessarily anything wrong with that, as long as the couple getting married and those in attendance at the wedding understand what this love is all about. This is not romantic love. It is agape love. The word agape in the original Greek is a certain kind of love. It is love that sacrifices for the sake of someone else, to the point that someone would lay down one's life for someone. And this love is unconditional. Even more, this agape love is sacrifice for the sake of the unlovable. People who don't deserve it. So now you see why it can be appropriate for a wedding, but we should also understand that the focus is really on God's divine love for you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Paul writes here about many things, but that agape love is still the focus. He writes that anything and everything else that we may have, even though they are blessings, they're worth nothing if we don't have the saving, sacrificial love of God in Jesus Christ. This love of God that has Jesus sacrificing himself on the cross for our salvation is greater than anything else we could ever have, and it endures forever. He also includes a list of things that this love is not. God's love is patient, endures, and sacrifices for us even though we don't deserve it. Praise be to God. Is God trying to tell me something? Well, yes, And it's the same thing that he's telling you. Jesus loves you so much that he sacrificed himself for you. And in him you have forgiveness, life, and salvation. And that's a love that will last forever. Thank you, Jesus. In his holy name. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you have promised, make us love what you have commanded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.